Hi there, boys and girls. This is the Children's Bible Club. We come to meet with you every week at this time on this good station. While we are getting ready for the children to sing, how about you please call your neighbor or playmate and tell them that the program is on now. Give them the call letters of your station so they can find it quickly. Then you come right back to your radio and get ready for a good time with the Lord in singing and a good Bible story. Some amazing things happened in the Bible times, and you won't want to miss out. And now, here's the choir. Thank you, choir. Say, kids, just what would you think if someone came to your house without any warning or any advance notice or any invitation and moved a big motorhome right into your yard without even asking if they could park there? Suppose he said, "Oh, don't worry. I have my own house and lodging. I won't be any trouble." What would you do? Well, that's exactly what happened to me. Some children were visiting at my house, and suddenly they hollered, "Look, Aunt Carolyn, look in your driveway." Well, I looked, and sure enough, uninvited and unannounced, came a visitor plainly set on parking there. I marched right out and demanded, "Where are you from? Where are you going? How long do you intend to stay?" Well, that fella paid me no mind at all. He wasn't even friendly. I picked him right up, got him out of the middle of the driveway so his camper wouldn't get hit, and then ushered him to a comfortable place by a water faucet so he could drink and cool off. But do you think he appreciated my help? Not one bit. He kicked and fought and snapped at me, quite indignant at having to move. For a big turtle, you know, lives wherever he pleases, content in his own self-contained camper. A turtle can withdraw into his own shelter and let the rest of the world go by. His only enemies seem to be careless humans who don't value his life. Yes, God created the pokey old turtle with his shield built in. But God himself is our shield and protection against our enemy, the devil. God is our refuge, but he also tells us to put on the whole armor of God to stand against the wiles and schemes of the devil. Oh, boys and girls, read your Bible and pray every day so you won't get caught off guard. Now, here's the choir before story time.
Together is but one song.
Today's story is Parable of the Trees from Judges chapter 9. Jotham stood like a monument on the top of Mount Gerizim. His voice was strong, not betraying the fear and rage within. The last few hours seemed like a nightmare. His whole family had been wiped out. All 70 sons of Gideon, except for Jotham, violently murdered by his treacherous half-brother Abimelech. Would this massacre go unavenged? How could the people forget that his father Gideon had done? How could they follow Abimelech, this traitor and murderer? Jotham had to speak in his father's behalf. He wanted the people to see how serious their mistake was and to what a low level they'd sunk. It was dangerous, but honor and right were at stake. At the risk of his very life, Jotham stood to full height, shouted to the mob below, and taught a lesson never to be forgotten. He compared the Israelites to the trees of the forest. One day, the trees looked for a new leader. Who could be better than the olive tree? It stood in the wind, twisted from the storms of centuries, yet majestic in its gnarled strength. It was the tree's first choice, for it had proven its strength, stability, and character. So the trees implored the olive tree, "Come, reign over us." Surely it wouldn't refuse such an exalted position. But the olive tree was not moved. It simply asked, "Should I leave my fatness, whereby by me they honor God and man, and go be promoted over the trees?" It was too busy in God's will to do a lesser job. Its fruit honored God. Its oil was a type of the Holy Spirit used in worshiping the Lord. The tabernacle lamps, filled with olive oil, gave light, a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world." Oil was poured over the heads of priests and kings when they were singled out for God's service. It was used as salve to heal wounds and sores. Yes, the olive tree was too busy serving God to turn aside. What a blessing a young life is when wholly yielded to God. And God has a will for you. Train your talents for Him and serve Him with your life. If He calls you to be a preacher or teacher or missionary, don't stoop for the biggest job the world can offer. Don't let wealth or fame or fun draw you from God's purpose. Well, the trees failed to entangle the olive tree, so they appealed to the fig tree. "Come thou and reign over us." But it wasn't interested in their deal either. "Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit to go be promoted over the trees?" The fig tree wasn't grand or imposing, but it wouldn't budge. Its fruit gave nourishment and had sweetness in itself. No sugar added. What a joy it is when Christians have the sweetness of the Lord. They don't need outside pleasures to satisfy. It gave shelter and shade. And figs made a good poultice to draw infection from sores and boils. And God draws sinners to Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "No man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him." Sweetness, fruit, healing, shade, and blessing. Oh, the fig tree was satisfied doing the will of God. Where could the trees find a ruler? Would the lowly vine take the job? It surely didn't hold any power or prestige in the world. The trees made their proposal to the vine. "Come thou and reign over us." The offer was appealing, but the vine didn't even hesitate. "Should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and be promoted over the trees?" What? Was this another who couldn't be enticed from God's will? True, the vine produced fresh, sweet fruit. Dried, it could be stored for a long time to sustain life. cooked, it was good for various dishes. Even its leaves were used fresh and cooked. Its wine was used in worshiping God. It was an antiseptic to prevent infection. The vine was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ with life and fruit for believers who abide in him. Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. The trees were at a loss for a leader. No one of any character wanted the job. The trees were so intent in God's will that they couldn't be lured away. But surely someone would stoop to do their bidding. With such an offer, someone's pride and ego would trap him. Sure enough, the next prospect jumped at the chance for position and power. But look what it was, a bramble. The trees gave up all their dignity and self-respect, bowed low to the ground and implored, Come thou and reign over us. The haughty bramble leaped at the offer and made proud threats. If in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Come put your trust in my shadow, the bramble demanded. You have to get mighty low to crawl under the shadow of a bramble. It sounds pretty snaky to me, and its sharp briars and thorns would scratch and tear. Yes, the trees found a ruler, but to what a degraded life it brought them. The Israelites had also found a leader in the rebel Abimelech, but to what a low, dishonorable level he brought them, even to treachery, death, and destruction. The devil will try to entice you too, but remember, Satan is pictured in the Bible as a serpent, and you have to get mighty low to bow down to him. How much better it is to know Christ and do his will. Don't slither under the devil's shadow, but walk tall under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And David said, In thy presence is fullness of joy. Now, God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.